Okay, Chaver Parsim Mishpatim. Here we go. B'schus Refu Shalima. Continued Refu Shalima for Shendu Dvora Bas Chayachana, Rafal Ben Leia, Shemir Ben Penina, Ruuven, Shaul Ruven Ben Gidol Sasha, B'soch Sharchol Yisrael, and a continued Zechus for the Chayalim and the hostages and all the Cholim who've been affected. Everyone should have Yeshuos. We should hear B'suris Tovos and all good things coming from the land of Israel. And it's good to see some of the chaver here on the Zoom also, in addition to some of the chaver here in Yeshiva Sadek Crown. Baruch Hashem, alumni, talmidim, everybody. Baruch Hashem, let's learn a little bit. So I don't know if anybody's learning Baba Kama here. None of the classes, I don't think, in Sadek Crown this year are learning Baba Kama. Maybe some of the chevra in Yeshiva are learning Baba Kama this year. I know some chevra are learning Brachos, and maybe someone's learning Pesachim. Whatever the case may be, if you've learned Baba Kama in the past, if you've dabbled in Baba Metzi in the past, maybe you're familiar with the Dalet Shomrim, the four types of Watchmen, we'll call them, the four Shomrim that come up, and it's found in a Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia in the seventh parak. Arba'a Shomrim Heim, we have a Shomer Chinam, a Shoel, an Osei Sachar, and a Socher. A lot of, if you've been doing Baba Kama, if you've been in the Daf, so really this Shabbos could be a very Gishmak Chazara for some, it could be a very daunting Chazara for maybe others. I'm probably in the second camp there, where you read a lot of words that sound familiar and you're like, oh yeah, I remember learning that once upon a time, and I have no clue what it means anymore, and you have to read some Rashi, Baruch Hashem, it's good Chazara, it's good to Chazar. So, we see that this week's Parsha is really all about Inyone Nezek, all about Inyone Ben Adam L'Chaviro. Because that's really what Nezikin is. Nezikin is all about being mindful of your property, being mindful of other people's property, making sure you don't incur any sort of damage or inflict any sort of damage onto any other person, and that your property isn't damaging or hurting, harming anybody else. So let's go through these four categories of Shomrim for a second. We have a Shomer Chinam. A Shomer Chinam is someone, I ask you, let's say Zach, I ask you to watch my book bag, right? You watch it, you're watching it for free. You don't get paid, there's no compensation, and therefore the degree of responsibility that you're assuming, as we're going to see in a moment, is usually commensurate. So therefore, I'm not paying you, so the level of achrayus that you're taking upon yourself for watching the bag is pretty minimal. Then you have a shoel. A shoel is someone who I say to you, can I borrow your book bag? Okay, yeah, take my book bag. Now, in that context, the borrower, the shoel, is obligated to care of the bag. He has to guard it. He has to make sure nothing is going to happen to that book bag. That's the shoel. Shomer chinam, a free, you know, a watcher who's not being paid, a shoel is a borrower. Then you have a shomer sachar, who's someone, let's say, Avi, I'm paying you to guard my book bag. And you have a socher, someone renting, I'm paying you, Zach, to allow me to use your book bag. There's a story, Rabbi Rosenbaum and I were joking about the story earlier in the week, that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal was once in YU, and an MTA kid, for those of you who've never been to MTA, or Sarachek, whatever it's been, right? So the MTA gym is in the basement, and the first floor of MTA is one of the Batei Medrash for YU. And this kid went, and he, you know, I guess he had some time before Shir, so he put his book bag down, and he saw what he just thought was an older guy learning the base medrash, and said, do you mind watching my bag for me for a few minutes while I go to the gym? And he said, sure, but am I a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar? Like, what are the terms of this contract over here, okay? So cute story, but each one of these levels differ in terms of severity, which is probably why Rav Aaron Soloveitchik asked him, like, how serious is the Shmira? The Shoel, again, the borrower, who's not paying you, I'm using your book bag, so he's Chayiv in Onsin. If something happens, generally speaking, something that's Ones, we say Ones Rachmana Patre. It's totally inadvertent, it's out of your control. You could not have possibly stopped this from happening, so you're not obligated to pay back for that. However, the Shoel, the borrower, is Chayiv. The Shomer Sachar and the Socher, so the paid watchman and the renter, are equal in that they're Chayiv for Geneva of Gzela. If someone comes along and steals the backpack, so they have to reimburse the owner for it, but they're Pater from Umtzin. And the lowest level, again, of Achrayis is the Shomer Chinam, who's only responsible if he was completely Poshea, if he was negligent. If he didn't fulfill his responsibility, he said, yeah, I'll watch your bag, but he really wasn't paying any attention to the backpack. He was on his phone, he was spacing out, whatever it is, and someone snagged the bag from him, so that's really on him, and then he would be responsible. But anything beyond that, if he was doing his job, he wouldn't be chayav to pay. And again, each level is determined by their commensurate benefit. That's really how you'd say it. Since the shoel doesn't give the owner anything for the item, if something happens to that item, he's going to have to pay more. On the flip side, the Shomer Chinam, who doesn't receive anything to watch the item, he's not being paid to watch your backpack. He's only going to be chayiv to pay the owner if he was negligent in watching it. And then the middle level is the Socher and the Shomer Sachar. each receive, both of them receive some sort of benefit. The renter gets to use the item. He happens to pay for it, but he gets to use it. And the Shomer Sachar, so he has to watch the item, but he's being paid for watching. He's being compensated for doing that job. And therefore, there's some sort of benefit. Now, this Mahalach is really from the Sefer Talei Chaim, the Chalban, and it's based on a Shlach HaKadosh. Fundamentally, we're talking about four different ways we relate to other people. One level is someone doing good for another person. You're being Meitiv Legamre. I just want to Shomer Chinam, I'm going to watch your bag for you. Sure, why not? The opposite level is one who is receiving the good stuff. He's being a complete Makabel without giving back. That's the Shoel. And the two middle levels is when both parties are doing something. There's some form of reciprocity. A payment and a job and doing something, right? Fine. And of course, notes the Shla, whenever we look at Inyone bin Adam Lechavero, we have to always keep one eye up, so to speak. Recognize that the things that we're learning, bin Adam Lechavero, are really informing our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way we experience all the relationships in this world gives added insight into the nature of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Shla, I'll just read you the Shla inside because it's a cool idea. He says like this. He says, if you take a look at Leil Pesach, Leil HaSeder, we see the notion of Shmira coming up and the notion of She'ela coming up. It says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos and Chazal Darshan, al tikrei matzos el ha-mitzvos. Rashi a couple weeks ago in the Parsha. We also have Shmura Matzah, that's number one. We have Yayin HaMishumar on Leil HaSeder. And we know that Leil HaSeder is referred to as Leil Shimurim. And not only that, says the Shla, there was a notion of She'ela as well. Because when we were leaving Mitzrayim, V'sha'ala isha mishachenta, each woman would ask her neighbor for the klei kesef, the klei zav, for the simla, they would ask for the nice stuff. We have four inyanim, three that have to do with Shmira, and one that's She'ela. Says the Shla, Kadosh, they're connected to the Dalad Banim. Okay, that's cool. U'kamosha arba shomrim nahagin bein adam l'chaviru, kein bein adam l'makom barachu. So too, they inform our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vazak the Chaban, something beautiful. Anu rom shmitzad echad, Kadosh Baruch Hu shomer aleinu. On one hand, we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael, as we say. At the same time, though, we're commanded to give back. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Hashmir rehi giloi achrayes klapei hazos. When a person is watching over, is assuming responsibility, it's saying, it's a revelation, it's an expression of how much this person is caring for the other person, how responsible one is for the other. Zohi tsuras bitwe lekesher bein ashnayim. This shows just how connected these two are. If you're not worrying about the other person, if you're not caring about the other person, how can you possibly be so connected to one another? It's only when we are doing things that convey our care and achrayas for another person, are we really expressing the nature of our relationship with that other person? So says the Chaban something awesome. Let's focus for a second on the different levels of Shmira. The highest level of the Dalad Shomrim is going to be the Shomer Chinam. He does mitzvahs l'shem shemayim. He doesn't care about any reward. He's not thinking about olam haba, schar ba'olam haba. And because it's all about his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to do all the mitzvos to the best of his ability. Shomer al kala kibachamura. Because all he's interested in is bringing nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are really two milos of the Shomer Chinam. He's not interested in receiving anything for his mitzvos. He's not thinking about Olam Haba. But he's also not lost in the allure of the mitzvah. He's not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the etzem mitzvah is gishmak. He's not interested in making his avodas Hashem about something beneficial for himself. It's not like I'm going to go to a particular kind of minyan dafka because it's gishmak for me. I'm going to daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He does what he does because it's the Ratzon Hashem, not because it's cool or he feels good or he gets a gishmak. He's doing, all he's interested in is in doing the Ratzon Hashem. That is the Shomer Chinam. He serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu shelo amenas lekabel pras. Fine. Then we move a little bit down the ladder, so to speak. The next two levels are going to be the Shomer Sochar, again, the paid watcher, and the Socher, the renter. So he says like this: the Shomer Sachar serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does what Hashem wants him to do, but he's really interested in the Schar Ba'olam Haba. The actual Avoda, the Mitzvos, Ma'isim Tovim, the Torah that he learns, it doesn't interest him per se. He doesn't see the value, or we'll call it the inherent benefit, from the Mitzvos themselves. But he knows that there's a huge payoff down the road. There's going to be a big payday coming for him. He hasn't quite accessed, we'll call it the Tainug in Ruchnius. The Tamu Uru'u Kitov Hashem, he's not there yet. He does everything he's supposed to do. He mamish does it. But it's not because he's betzem interested in it. He's interested in the schar. That is really the shomer socher. The socher, the renter, is different. It's interesting. Why? Because the socher is busy with the item itself, and derech agav, he needs to watch it. Again, I'm borrowing your, whatever it is, your ball, your backpack, your watch from you. So what do I want? I want the cheftza, I want the thing itself. Derech agav, I need to watch it. So it says the Chaban that the socher is a person who's saying, I'm interested in the thing itself, and whatever comes along with it happens to come along with it. So the socher is a person who's looking out for himself, and he's concerned with what's good for him. And if it happens to be doing mitzvos, okay, so be it. But he's really fundamentally concerned for himself. So the Shlach Kadosh gives an example of a person, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalid, a person who gives tzedakah al menas sheyichye bini. He's giving tzedakah. There's a maisa mitzvah there. But Elamai, what's his kavana? His kavana is that he wants what? He wants his kid to get better. So what's the deal? He wants his kid to be better, and happens to be the way to get to that is by doing a mitzvah. And that's the difference between the Shomer Sachar and the Socher. The Shomer Sachar is doing the mitzvos. He's doing it, and he knows he's doing it, but he's really just looking forward to the schar. That's a little, again, it's nuanced here. He's doing the mitzvos, he knows he's doing the mitzvos, but fundamentally he's really interested in the schar. The Socher is interested in benefiting himself, and it happens to be that the benefit would come to him through doing a mitzvah. Again, it's a subtle difference. The Shomer Sachar knows he's doing a mitzvah. He doesn't get a geschmack from it, but he knows he needs to do it. And he wants to do it. Elamai, he's really, really interested in the payday. The Socher is interested in benefiting himself. And it happens to be that benefit comes through doing a mitzvah. It's worth noting that the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Mem Testament Beis has a machlokas how we view a socher, how we view the renter. Is a socher like a shomer sachar, or is he like a shomer chinam? So based on, you know, the hierarchy that we just set up, we said shomer chinam is the top dog, then the two middle ones are the shomer sachar and the socher, and the bottom one is going to be the shoel. So when Rabbi Yehuda says it's like a socher, that makes sense to us based on what we just explained. But Rabbi Meir comes along and he says, no! The shomer socher, the socher, the renter, is really like a shomer chinam. How can the socher be like a shomer chinam? How does that make sense? So the Shlach says, no. When one gives money to tzedakah, amenas sheyichye bini, that can have two totally different meanings. So he writes, says the Shlach, for a non-Jew, yes, they would solely be interested in the result. And if Rahmanul Islam, the kid, did not have a refuah, the person would be very upset. Oh, what a waste of $10. What a waste of $100, $180. That, however much money he gives to tzedakah, it's a waste because the result that he was interested in never happened. But for a yid, Zaktishla, we still recognize that there is significance in the mitzvah. So much so that the Gemara says that if a son doesn't make it, the tzedakah is still legitimate. Who lo yischari dalkach, shenosin es tzedakah. Ki af shelo ho'ila livno ki mitzvah. And Erika Rav mitzad atzma, the very nisinat tzedakah, that's something that we understand is significant. We don't regret giving the money, even if the result that we were really interested in doesn't end up happening. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Again, in other words, lefi Rabbi Meir, or at least, what's Rabbi Meir expressing? He's expressing his capacity and really imploring us to hone in on the essence of the action. And at the end of the day, lemaisa, the guy gave tzedakah. And if we're familiar with Rabbi Meir, this makes sense. It's lishitaso. Because there's a well-known Gemara where the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, when a person is doing what they're supposed to be doing, Gemara in Kiddushin, when is a Jew considered banim lamakom? And Rabbi Yehuda says, it doesn't matter if a person sins. Bein kach u bein kach kriyim banim. Am Yisrael b'nei kel chai. Even if we mess up, says the Chaban, gamim naflu mata mata. Hey margalit tehora. We're a precious, perfect stone. Yeah, maybe we fall into the garbage. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that, he recognizes that. That's what Rabbi Meir is saying. So that's again a little bit of a side note of, based on the Gemara in Shavuos, how can a socher be compared to a shomer chinam? But let's go a little bit more weiter, Chevra, before we get to Mincha here. What about the Shoel? We presented the Shoel as the Rasha. Why is the Shoel the Rasha? Because the Shlosh said that he's the one, he's only interested in himself. I'm borrowing from you, I'm using your thing, I'm not giving you anything back. And that character, that hashkafa, can be found in Avodas Hashem as well. People do certain mitzvahs, not because it's the Ratzon Hashem, not because it's the right thing to do, but because I get a geshmak from it. It makes me feel good. That's why, says the Chalban, that the Shoel is chayv and onsin. Even though normally we say, Onus Rachmana Patrei, something crazy happened, something out of the ordinary happened, I was prevented from doing whatever it is I was supposed to be doing, so I couldn't do it. So Hashem says, I'm ochel you, don't worry about it. But the Shoel is chayv. Questions why? So he explains beautifully that the Shoel is disregarding the owner. I'm taking your thing. Zach, I'm using your backpack. I'm taking your watch, Avi. I'm using someone's, I don't know, chves umbrella. And I'm saying, give it to me. Let me use it. I'm not giving you anything for it. And in my mind, it's ki'ilu mine. I'm disregarding the Baal. I'm disregarding the owner. And I want the item for myself. So he's establishing what we would call like a quasi-bilus over the item. And now I am assuming a responsibility for that item. The way the owner would be responsible for the item. And therefore, if it breaks, if it's stolen, that's on me. If we think about Onus Rachmana Patrei on a deeper level, Chevra, outside of the world of we'll say let's move it to a machshava plane here, we could come to the understanding that it's taking away Bechira. Something crazy, like we said before, something crazy happened. I don't know, I had a crazy stomach ache, I was throwing up, whatever it was, I couldn't get to Mincha. Throwing up all Sunday afternoon, I couldn't make Mincha. Ah, you still managed a way to get to the Super Bowl, that's a cash on a Maisa, but okay, fine. Anyway, let's say, stop, messing around, Chevra. So, throwing up, whatever, you're totally sick, you can't get to Mincha. So on a normal Sunday, you have Bechira, you can choose, do I watch football or you go to Mincha? And of course the answer is, guys, we go to Mincha. But if a person's so sick, so something crazy like that that happens prevents me from even having Bechira. It's not Mincha or football. It's not X versus Y or A versus B. There's no choice for me anymore. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm taking control of the situation. You no longer have a choice, and therefore you're no longer responsible. So therefore, Chevri, with me on this, the Shoel, the borrower, is doing the exact opposite. By saying, I'm the owner here, I'm assuming complete and utter responsibility. And that's like a level of rishus. It's making it all about me. That being said, there is a circumstance that would not make the Shoel responsible for the item. The Gemara tells us that in the context of She'ila Bibailim, the Shoel is not going to be responsible. What does that mean, Shoel She'ila Bibailim? It means that whatever I'm currently holding, when I'm taking Zach's backpack or I'm taking Avi's ball, so it's not mine. And I understand it's not mine because you're with me the entire time. It's what David HaMelech is referring to, this kind of She'ila. Chayim Shoel Mimcha Nesatelo. I have this borrowed life from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you gave it to me. I'm being mekabel it. It's not just I'm taking it without giving you anything, but I'm receiving it. I recognize who's giving it to me. I'm not disconnecting myself from the nosein. It's a recognition that I'm helpless and I need you for everything else in my life. I'm only here because of you. He's not concerned with what he has as much as he understands who is providing for him. It's an outlook of being a mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's She'ila Bibailim. That's what that means. That's the highest level. And that's what we're yearning for. That's what we're aiming for. And we have to recognize that there's a progression in Avodas Hashem. And sometimes there's a mixture. Sometimes we're more, you know, as you guys might say, locked in. Sometimes we're connected a little bit more. Sometimes we're a little bit more out of it. Sometimes we go to a minyan that helps us a little bit, and we get a little bit more inspired. And that's all part of it. And that's good. But to recognize that ultimately we want to aim, we want to shoot for a Shomer Chinam type of living, of we want to bring Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe even above that, She'ila Bebailim, of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe we'll just end with one final note. The Zohar tells us that the Gimel Babas, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra, are really representative of the three different places or situations we can be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Shlosha Matzavim Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yisrael. Says the Zohar that Baba Kama is all about Nezikin. Two people fighting, two people breaking each other's stuff. There's a sense of Chorban. There's a sense of breaking apart, of rupturing, of falling away from one another. Then we get to Baba Metzia. Baba Metzia is a little bit different. Baba Metzia is about being in Gullus. Two people arguing with each other, having tainas. This is mine. No, this is mine. I found this. Who does it belong to? And we're trying to find the owner, trying to get back to who it rightfully belongs to. We have the notion of Shomrim, which is found in Baba Kama. I'm watching for you, you're watching out for me. We're trying to help each other navigate Gullus. And eventually we get to Baba Basra, which talks about the notion of Shutfim, of partners, of recognizing proper boundaries, of recognizing who's supposed to be where, getting back to our right spots. We're not handling metaltalin anymore. We're not talking about movable items. We're talking about karka, of land, something much more chazak and kavua. This represents, again, the three progressions or three iterations of the Jewish people. When we find ourselves in Chorban, experiencing Chorban, and then we're trying to navigate and find our way through Gullus, and eventually get to Geula through Baba Basra. And maybe this is why when the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lama tells us that if a person wants to be a chassid, they have to learn Nezikin. You have to learn Nezikin because you have to learn how to relate to other people. You have to relate to the different stages in iterations that we go through as people, as growing people. And sometimes we feel like a Shomer Chinam, maybe sometimes we feel like a Socher, and sometimes we feel like a Shoel, and hopefully more often than not, we feel Sheila Bebailim, to recognize that there are progressions in Avodas Hashem. And the more and more and more, again, that we think about other people, and we enhance and cultivate and develop our sensitivity towards other people, with the backdrop of recognizing that every single relationship we have is another key to understanding our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hopefully we'll be able to navigate this Gullus and get to the promised land with a sense of tikkun and shutfus by Baba Basra, so to speak, with the Mashiach, b'mheira v'yameinu.